Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ellis Kinder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ellis Kinder. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Gene Handley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Marchildon. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Phil Marchildon. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dillinger. The throw from Rosar and he is safe. Dillinger steals second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dillinger moves to third. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey strikes out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball four. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Joost. The throw from Early and he is safe. Joost steals second. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Early settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is called out on strikes. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley juggles the ball. That's an error on Handley. Stevens moves to second. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stevens. The throw from Rosar and he is out, Handley applying the tag. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early takes first base on ball four. Zerillo moves to second. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter takes first base on ball four. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley takes first base on ball four. Suter moves to second. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0-for-1 in the game. Leaner hits a line drive into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Berardino trying to get to home. Vallow throws the ball into Suter, who relays the ball to Rosar, who tags Berardino, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoskey hits a fly ball into right field. Zerilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a fly ball into right field. Zerilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick strikes out. Two outs. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Early hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive towards short. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Suter hits a line drive into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder is 0-for-1 in the game. Kinder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Rosar races back for the ball and makes the catch. The throw to the first, and Dillinger is out, unable to get back to the bag, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Handley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0-for-1 in the game. Marchildon strikes out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallo hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0-for-2 in the game. Leaner hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a line drive into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley juggles the ball. That's an error on Handley. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zarilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fane takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fane moves to second. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosar hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kinder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Early takes first base on ball 4. Hank Thompson pinch hits for Ellis Kinder. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dillinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cliff Fannin now pitching. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0-for-2 in the game. Marchildon strikes out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCoskey hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Joost is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-3 in the game. Lehner hits a line drive into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-3 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a line drive into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Early hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Early for the out. Two outs. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Cliff Fannin. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 2, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.